April 21-27, compiled by Dave Humphrey from the archived newspapers held at the Cranbrook History Center and Archives. 1917 Lieutenant Banfield killed in action. It is with deep regret we note the name of Lieutenant Banfield in a late list of casualties, killed in action. Harry, as he was popularly known, had a great number of friends here who will sincerely mourn his loss. A native of Somerset, England, he came to Cranbrook 10 years ago, working as a carpenter. 2 years later he and his friend, Charlie Baker, started in business for themselves as building contractors, the firm being known as Baker and Banfield, which venture proved very successful. Being intensely patriotic, as soon as war broke out he was anxious to go overseas, took an officer's course and joined the 103rd Battalion going to England last July. He was an alderman of the city and a prominent member of the Masonic Order and also of the Anglican Church. It is a sad coincidence that he was a close friend of Bert Black, whose death we recorded in our last issue. They belonged to the same regiment and traveled together en route for the front. Further information has been received that Lieutenant T.H. Banfield was killed on April 9 in the action of Vimy Ridge. Auto accident. What might have been a serious motor accident was narrowly averted on Tuesday afternoon on the corner of Armstrong Avenue and Baker Street, when Mrs. W.A. Nisbet, in trying to avoid a child who was crossing the street, drove into the hydrant, breaking the windshield of her car. Mrs. Nisbet escaped with a shaking, but one of her children was slightly injured. Kimberley to Cranbrook stage started. Handley and Son commenced to run the stage between Kimberley and Cranbrook on Tuesday. This stage will run daily, leaving Kimberley at 10 a.m., arriving at Cranbrook at 11:30 a.m., returning from Cranbrook at 4:30 p.m. We wish Handley and Son every success in their new enterprise, undertaking business for sale. Owing to continued ill health, I will sell my undertaking business outright or separately. This is not a cut-rate proposition, as I do not intend to renew my stock. There is no set price on anything I have. Goods are new and some of them have not been unpacked. No reasonable offer refused. W.R. Beatty, Undertaker Police Court. Archie Rumsey was arrested and charged with being drunk and disorderly. The case was dismissed on undertaking of accused to get right out of town and go to work. Warning. The owners of bicycles in the city are warned that the sidewalks are for the use of pedestrians only. The roads are now in good shape. Riders of cycles are cautioned to keep to the road. News from the front. Mr. Fred Rickman has just received a letter from his brother John, who went overseas with the 225th, saying he was leaving for the firing line on April 9 with a draft of 100 men, most of them being Cranbrook boys. A few names mentioned were Lionel Leask, Jimmy Lunn, W. Reed and Bert Murgatroyd. Letter from Private Tighe Micready, Ravenscroft Hospital, April 7, 1917. I wrote you a letter 10 days ago but came in here with influenza. When we arrived in England every man got 5 days leave, all expenses paid. Gordon and I went to Dublin and had a fine time. Shortly after returning, hospital claimed me for measles. Remained there for 15 days, after coming out I received 4 days sick leave, back about 6 days when I got influenza. That was 10 days ago and have been here ever since. Kind of unlucky. Monday next, a draft of the 225th are going over to France. I was down to go, but of course that is all off now. Well, we had a good trip across Canada, cold outside, hot inside. The boat journey was rotten. However, we arrived without any mishap after 3 weeks traveling. The temperature in England was 2 below 0, so you can imagine the kind of a trip we had from Liverpool to Seaford. The language was great, but even that did not keep us warm. England looks a different country from 5 years back. Dublin just the same, only for Sackville Street, which is destroyed. All that is left of the post office are the four walls. I should say from the look of things they are going to have some more trouble over there. You mentioned in your letter that you had been at some dance and that you had danced frequently with. I am surprised, as he is a first-class slacker. I wish he and many others could see the girls working over here. Really, they are fine. I expect to be home for Christmas. The war is about done. What do you think? I hope to be in Cranbrook a few days if I come through this trouble over here. Kind regards to all friends. Yours truly, T. Micready. Hotel man find the limit. For selling liquor during prohibited hours, case should be warning to others. James Buchanan, licensee, and Yang Zhang, porter, of the Cross Keys Hotel on Baker Street, appeared before Judge Arnold on Monday morning to answer a charge laid by Chief Horsey for selling liquor during prohibited hours. Both accused pleaded guilty to the charge but asked the court to take into consideration the fact that this was their first offense. Mr. Sproul, instructed by the police commissioners, appeared for the prosecution and pointed out that the hotelmen had been granted certain privileges to allow them time in which to clean up the bar and barroom, providing under no circumstances was liquor of any kind to be sold. In this case, not only was the Liquor License Act infringed, but the signed agreement between the police commissioners and the accused had been deliberately broken. He therefore urged that the full penalty of the law be imposed, not only to reinforce the law but also for the protection of those hotelmen who were living up to their promise and obeying the law. James Buchanan was fined $100 or 3 months. Yang Zhang was fined £50 or 2 months. Both fines were paid. Violinist Skovgaard. Cranbrook will have the pleasure of hearing Skovgaard, the great violinist from Copenhagen, who is today without a peer as an artist. His playing is full of temperament and his technique is something of the most wonderful anybody has ever heard. Skovgaard never tires his audiences with long classical compositions. He chooses his program in such a manner that he can have an opportunity to show people both the marvelous tone he can entice from his wonderful Stradivarius violin, as well as his great technique. The past 2 years have been the most successful of Skovgaard's career. He has not only captured London and Berlin with his preeminent performances of the masterpieces of the violin, but the British Isle and Germany as well. The tickets range in price from 50 cents to $1. The price is unusually low when the merit of the program is considered. It is not often that Cranbrook has the pleasure of hearing such an artist as Skovgaard. First BC Shriners Club formed in Cranbrook. A meeting of the Shriners of Cranbrook and District was held at 3 p.m. on Friday in the Masonic Temple. The object of the meeting was the formation of a Shriners Club. This was decided upon and the club will be known as the Cranbrook Mystic Shriners Club. This is the first Shriners Club to be formed in BC, and it comes under Giza Temple of Victoria. The following officers were elected: Hun. President Potentate Jardine, Giza Temple, Victoria. President, James Finley. Vice President, James B. Henderson. Secretary, W. S. Santo. Treasurer, W. H. Wilson. Executive Committee, Dr. F. B. Miles, D. A. Burden, John Martin, D. M. Cowan, A. B. Trites, Fernie, F. C. Stockdale, Invermere, S. A. Spears, Creston. An opportunity for everyone to help produce. Adjoining city limits on the south side and extending from Fenwick Avenue to Lumsden Avenue are 9 acres of land known as the Brault Addition. This land was under cultivation a few years ago, is cleared but not fenced. Beale and Elwill, who control the greater portion of this acreage, are willing to allow any person the use of this land for the purpose of growing vegetables for a nominal fee of $3 per lot, size of lots 50 by 130. All fees received for rental to be handed over to the Belgian Relief Fund without any deduction. Those who desire to avail themselves of this opportunity to help towards the world's production, kindly notify Beale and Elwill. July race meeting. Considerable comment has been made since last week on the question of holding a race meeting on July 1st. With few exceptions, the opinion seems to be much in favor of the plan. There are many good horses in the district, and the opinion seems to be that small race meetings would be a good way of encouraging the raising of better stock. The auto is, of course, replacing horses, yet there are few who do not love a horse, and will go quite a distance to see a race. The auto parade is a feature that will meet with general favor. The directors will be glad to have views expressed through these columns. The directors are W. B. Bargett, W. H. Wilson, Dr. Rutledge, R. E. Beatty, J. M. Christie, W. E. Worden, N. Hansen, I. R. Manning, W. C. Marshall, J. P. Fink. Recruiting. Circt. E. Martin, accompanied by Private A. J. Smith of Moy, arrived in the city on Wednesday and have opened up recruiting headquarters at the Royal Hotel for the Manufacturers Independent Forestry Company. They intend to start an active campaign through the district in search of men. Circt. Martin enlisted from Vancouver in the early days of the war and was recently invalided home. The opportunities offered by this company are excellent for immediate overseas service. The class of men chiefly required are millwrights, mill sawyers, cooks, saw filers, hammerers and edgermen. Circt. Martin points out that as no trench training is required, many able-bodied men otherwise unfit for active service may find a place in the ranks of the foresters. The company is under the command of Captain George R. Hanbury, who was wounded during an action in the Battle of the Somme. His second-in-command, Lieutenant Livingstone, has also seen considerable service in France, having been invalided home with shrapnel wounds. Mobilizing is being carried on at Revelstoke, the headquarters of the company, along the regulation lines for full unit. During the next few days circled, Martin can be seen at the Royal Hotel and will be glad to supply all the information required. He states that free transportation will be given to Revelstoke and pay will start from date of enlistment. The public school grounds and production. The urgent appeal from all parts of the British Empire for more production and the significant warning that the prospect of a serious food shortage is far from being a remote one, prompts us to suggest that this year in place of the school children growing flowers in the public school grounds that the space allotted be doubled and vegetables grown instead. The knowledge of how to grow potatoes, carrots, turnips, onions, etc., will not only be of great practical value to them but the results of their labors might be marketed profitably and the proceeds turned over to some of the patriotic societies of the city, thus serving a double purpose as well as enabling them to feel that each one is doing his or her bit for the empire. Prizes might also be given to encourage competition. Methodist Onward Bible Class. The members of the Methodist Onward Bible class met at the home of Mrs. Disney, Hanson Avenue, on Tuesday evening last. During the evening, songs, readings and recitations were rendered by the members. This was the last social evening Mrs. A. Slater, their teacher, will be able to participate in as she is leaving Cranbrook in a few days for Cadorna, B.C. The opportunity was taken to present Mrs. Slater with a framed testimonial printed on white satin. Mrs. Christian, president of the class, made the presentation with the assistance of Mrs. Chester, vice president. Refreshments were served after which, Auld Lang Syne, was sung, bringing to a close a very enjoyable evening. Baynes Lake News. All roads led to Baynes Lake last Friday evening where the East Kootenay Dramatic Club presented their play entitled, Too Much Married. A very large number of people from the surrounding district attended and thoroughly enjoyed themselves. Those who failed to attend missed a treat. There was not a dull moment throughout the entire show, and the antics of Dr. Black, a la Chaplin, took the audience by storm from all angles. We understand the Dramatic Club intend to put on their play in several of the surrounding towns in the very near future, so keep your eyes on the posters. After the show a dance was held until the wee small hours, supper being served at midnight. We understand that quite a substantial sum was realized from the show and dance. Invermere News. A great deal of interest is being manifested by the women of the community in the opportunity which is now afforded them for the first time of being enrolled upon the voters lists and many are taking advantage of the benefit by having their applications filed. Bazoozy? The auditorium was the center of attraction on the afternoon and evening of Friday the 20th, the occasion being the Bazoozy, held under the auspices of the St. John Ambulance Association. The hall was tastefully decorated with Japanese lanterns, flowers and umbrellas which were loaned by Mrs. J. Jackson and the Central Public School. The young ladies in charge of the daintily appointed tea tables were kept busy from 4 to 6. The candy and cookery tables did a thriving business and soon disposed of their stock. The fish pond proved the great attraction to the children while their elders patronized the fortune-telling booths in charge of Mrs. Dean, Mrs. McBride and Mrs. Adlard. Tickets for the raffle of a cushion cover worked and donated by Miss Hodgson, a former member of the association, were on sale. A short musical program consisting of violin selections by Mrs. Wallinger accompanied by Mrs. Whitehouse and vocal solos by Mrs. McBride and Casslake helped to make the affair a success. The dance in the evening was largely attended, the Cranbrook Orchestra rendering the music in their usual masterly manner. the St. John Ambulance Association wishes to thank all those who helped to make the affair a success by donating to and patronizing it so generously. The net proceeds will be about $75.